Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? So if you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job, anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy, so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. When we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all we come in contact with today. And, O Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you are doing. We thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're going to do. And in the name of Jesus, we pray with much love and thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is what
glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Amen. God of hosts, you are the great God of hosts, the commander of armies, who is a king like you, full of glory and might, whose voice instructs those in battle on behalf of your children. You are a king, both strong and mighty, pierced in battle. Lift up your heads, all you gates and all you ancient doors. Lift up and see that the King of Glory is here. The God of hosts is this King. He is the commander of all and worthy of my highest praise. Amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory. hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
My hallelujah.
God of hosts, you are the great and powerful. Kings see you and bow down. Armies tremble in your presence and response to your call. Yet I often dismiss you as if you were not present. I go about my busyness with little or no regard for how my thoughts or actions impact you and your kingdom. Forgive me for my lack of honor and respect to you, for you are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will
looks like you.
So what will Jesus do?
Listen, you're the only Jesus some would ever see. You're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. Like you.
Oh,
Praise be to God. Worship and praise. At this time, it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Don't Avoid Him. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 65, verse 3 in the New Living Translation. And it says, though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all. Amen. Praise be to God. So after disobeying God, Adam and Eve found themselves in a terrible place. Their first reaction was to run and hide because of their fear and feelings of unworthiness. They avoided God. Instead of coming to him to reestablish their relationship, they evaded any interaction with him. Finally, when he comforted them with eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they refused to accept responsibility and blamed each other for the transgression. We can read Adam and Eve's story and see everything they did wrong. However, if we're honest, we will admit we do the same thing when we sin. Instead of acknowledging and confessing it, we frequently look for ways to hide from God. Avoiding the issues he wants to address in our lives. And when we do come before him, we often shift the blame to others. However, we are each responsible for our own actions, regardless of the circumstances or who else is involved. Don't let guilt or shame keep you from the Lord. Just as he sought out Adam and Eve to restore fellowship, he seeks you. Stop hiding. Turn to him. Accept responsibility and receive his forgiveness. No good ever came from running from him. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, reveal my sin to me so I can repent. I know you set me free by your forgiveness. In your name, amen, amen, and amen. And I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was to me. Amen. Praise God. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Praise God.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
God of hosts, thank you for securing my salvation. When you make your face shine on me, I experience all I need to gain, every victory, because of you and what you have already accomplished for me at Calvary. I don't fight for victory. I fight from victory. The battle has already been won for me by the God of hosts, who defeated Satan and disarmed him, making a mockery of him when Christ rose from the dead. Thank you for being the strong and mighty commander of the armies of angels. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Withholding nothing.
Of hosts, will you fight my battles for me? When I'm struggling to overcome an emotional issue, will you give me the victory? or when someone is treating me unfairly, will you intervene? With you on my side, I will always come out victorious. I have nothing to fear when I recognize and acknowledge you as my God of hosts. David defeated Goliath with only one stone. It doesn't take much to win a battle when you lead the charge. Give me the faith and the skill of David to be a valiant warrior under you and to defeat the enemy's attempts to divert me from your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Hey! what you gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we're going to get into the word. At this time, I'm going to play a selection. And after the selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
of his grace. Jesus paid the price, covered me in his blood. His love, only his love, restores my soul forever. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel him all over me. Yeah.
And no matter
what the time, his blood. Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain me.
Sometimes you gotta call him,
Jesus.
You gotta call on him,
sustain me.
My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour,
sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble,
God is sustaining
trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you friend.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the Gospel of John. That's John chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 8 through 12. Amen. Praise God. John 14, verses 8 through 12. And it says, Philip said, And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Praise God. 12. Okay. Through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. So here in these verses, Paul is saying that Jesus is the visible, tangible image of the invisible God. He is the complete revelation of what God is like. Jesus explained to Philip, who wanted to see the Father, that to know Jesus is to know the Father, is to know God. The search for God, for truth and reality, ends in Christ. Amen? And you'll find that in Colossians 1 and 15, Hebrews 1, 1 through 4. Praise be to God. The desire to know God seems to be universal. We all cry with Philip in John 14 and 8, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In Psalms 42, 1 through 2, David also said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. This earnest cry of the psalmist made centuries ago was echoed in the heart of a six-year-old girl who said earnestly, Daddy, I want you to show me God. This desire to know God must have been implanted in our hearts as a part of creation. If God has given us the desire to search for him, it is antecedently probable that he would provide it some appropriate revelation of himself. Such partial revelation of God, one does indeed find in nature. In Psalms 19 and 1, and verses and 2 through 6, Psalms 19 and 1, the heavens declared the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. hear Paul in verses 2 through 6. Paul's wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things they are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. In Romans 1, 18 through 20. Even more significant is the inner voice of the Creator affirming that God exists, not the law. Excuse me. Even more significant is the inner voice of the Creator affirming that God exists and that he is righteous. Hear Paul again. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while acute mean and their thoughts mean while accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel, in Romans 2:14 through 16. These partial revelations are fulfilled in Jesus, who is the final revelation of God. In him, God took the witness stand and testified about himself. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 1:1-3. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Father, help us to recognize how rich we are in our relationship with you and in the resources that you make available to us. Help us to recognize you as the giver of every good and perfect gift. Help us to be good managers of the talents and treasures that have come under our supervision. Today, as we bring our tithes and offerings, use them for your honor and for the good of those you love In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 1, verse 18, and it says, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Amen. And my title for this message this evening is What Jesus Preached About God. Amen. So let's see what Jesus preached about God. Okay, we have a lot of scriptures that I would like for you to read along with me. Amen. And our first scripture is Jesus is the good news about God. Jesus was no speculator about God. He was no seeker after God. He was God incarnated. He came from the glory with the Father to whom he would return. Amen. So turn with me to 1 John. These are the scriptures of Jesus incarnated. John chapter 1. Praise God. Amen. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. God became a human. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him. And nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Amen? Never extinguish it. So when God created, he made something from nothing, because we are created beings. We have no basis for pride. Remember that you exist only because God made you, and you have special gifts only because God gave them to you. With God, you are something valuable and unique. Apart from God, you are nothing. And if you try to live without him, you will be abandoning the purpose for which you were made. Do you ever feel that your life is too complex for God to understand? Remember, God created the entire universe, and nothing is too difficult for him. God created you. He is alive today. And his love is bigger than any problem you may face. Amen? So the darkness can never extinguish it. Means the darkness of evil never has and never will overcome God's light. Jesus Christ is the creator of life, and life brings light to humankind. In his light, we see ourselves as we really are, sinners in need of a Savior. When we follow Jesus, the true light, we can avoid walking blindly and falling into sin. He lights the path ahead of us so we can see how to live. He removes the darkness of sin from our lives. And what says, in what ways have you allowed the light of Christ to shine into your life? Let Christ guide your life, and you will never need to stumble in darkness again. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And all of these scriptures are Jesus when Jesus was incarnated. Amen. So I don't think I'll just give the scriptures, and when you have time to sit down and really read them, you can do that. Amen. So that was John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, then verse 14 and verse 18. Then you go over to John chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. Then you go to chapter 8, verses 28 through 38. Then chapter 10, verse 30. Chapter 14, verses 9 through 12. Chapter 17, verses 4 through 8. Amen? When you have time, you can read about it. Let's go on. He held communion with the Father. In Matthew 11, 25 through 27. Luke 22, 31 through 32. John chapter 11, verses 41 through 42. John chapter 12, verses 27 through 28. Amen. His words and deeds were more godlike than you could possibly imagine. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Amen. Praise be to God. It is a most significant fact that Jesus was absolutely sure about God. He did not speculate about God. He affirmed what he knew. Amen? Praise God. Jesus was sure as the character of God. According to Jesus, God is the Heavenly Father. He is love. In every prayer that Jesus addressed God as Father. This must have been the reflection of a beautiful affection between his mother, Mary, and his foster father, Joseph. The Old Testament had, in a general way, indicating God as a father to the nation. Jesus so personalized God's fatherly attitude for each individual as practically to make it a new concept. Here are some examples. In John 3 and 35, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. In John 6:16-27, "For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God." In John 3:16, "God so loved the world." In Matthew 7:11, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen. Additional examples can be found in the parables of the Father's love in Luke chapter 15. Jesus reveals God as righteous. Jesus addressed him as, in John 17 and 11, Holy Father. He is a God so even-handed and just that he will not coerce obedience nor faith. His Holy Spirit will come to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, John 16 and 8. Disciples are commanded in Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The way of the Father may lead through pain, but if it be the Father's will, it will be just and right. Did anyone ever suffer as Jesus did? Yet, he did not doubt God. And John 18 and 11 says, the cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? His prayer at Gethsemane was not, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Rather, it was nevertheless not what I will, but what thou will. Mark 14:36. Jesus proved by experience that God's will is always best, even when it leads to a cross. He fulfilled the word spoken by the Lord through Isaiah about the Messiah. In Isaiah 53:11 says, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. Praise God. Jesus brings the good news that God, as righteous love, has provided salvation from sin. God's holiness demands that the sinner perish. God's love yearn for his salvation. Wisdom and love provides the atonement that holiness demands. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:14-6. John 3:14-16. And before I come to a close, praise God. So here are three words upon any of which stress may be laid upon the world trouble. Be not cast down and disquiet. The word heart Let your heart be kept with full trust in God, the word your. However, others are overwhelmed with the sorrows of this present time. Be not you so, Christ's disciples. More than others should keep their minds quiet. When everything else is unquiet, here is the remedy against this trouble of mine. Believe. By believing in Christ as the mediator between God and man, we gain comfort. The happiness of heaven is spoken of as in a father's house. There are many mansions, for there are many sons to be brought to the glory. Mansions are lasting dwellings. Christ will be the finisher of that of which he is the author or beginner. If he have prepared the place for us, he will prepare us for it. Christ is the sinner's way to the Father and to heaven. In his person as God manifest in the flesh, in his atoning sacrifice, and as our advocate, he is the truth. As fulfilling all the prophecies of a Savior, believing which sinners come by him by way, he is the life, by whose life-giving spirit the dead in sin are quickened. Nor can any man draw nigh to God as a father who is not quickened by him as the knife and taught by him as the truth, to come by him as the way. By Christ as the way, our prayers go to God and his blessings come to us. This is the way he leads to rest, the good old way. He is the resurrection and the life. All that saw Christ by faith saw the Father in him. In the light of Christ's doctrine, they saw God as the Father of lights. And in Christ's miracle, they saw God as the God of power. The holiness of God shone in the spotless purity of Christ's life. We are to believe the revelation of God to man in Christ. For the works of the Redeemer show forth his own glory and God in him. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, there are many practical applications. God knows and loves each individual soul. One can come directly to God in prayer, in repentance, and faith. No special form or ceremony is necessary. There is no need of a human mediator. One becomes a child of God by a spiritual birth, children of God. Take as the norm of right and wrong, the fatherly character of God in Matthew 5:48, 22, 37 through 40. Obedience of a son is right and pleasant. Matthew 21:28-31. Prayer is natural from a child to the Father. Matthew 6:6-15. Forgiveness is logical. Children need to be forgiven. God has provided the way that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus, Romans 3:26. The only barrier would be unwillingness to repent. God administers chastisement in love. His concern is for his child. Hebrews 12, 1 through 13. A child is secure. The father will not send away a son whom he loves. He is not interested in punishment, but in his son. Amen. And that's in, you'll find that in John chapter 3, verse 17, John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it is to me. In Jesus' holy name, we do pray. Thank you, God, for all that was said tonight. Everything that Jesus had said about God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. All you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And if you have said that prayer and believing that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit that dwells within you to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. Praise God. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and from the New King James Version, and it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. God bless you all. Happy Sabbath to all of my Jewish followers and to all of my Seventh-day Adventist followers. I hope and pray that God's blessings be upon each and every one of you. To all of my Facebook family and friends, to YouTube, Twitter, may God always watch over each and every one of you and bless your homes, your families, your finances, and to continue to guide you in the way that he will have you to go, and that his will be done in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play a selection to close us out. All belongs to you, the Wiki Tones. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Shalom, and we love you. Amen. God be the glory.